Looks like everything's working. We can do another Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast for you on Not Sure Radio, DaveandDarren.com. This is a look back at some of the best things that happened on our morning show this morning on Planet 93.9, the Quad Cities Real Alternative Radio. Here now to tell us more about who's making this podcast possible is my friend and yours, Darren Pitcher.
Well, hello there.
Hello, dear Darren.
It is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. Their experienced wellness consultants will sit down with you and discuss what options work best to make you feel more comfortable. Frequently asked questions are answered at the website. That is ntillinois.com. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter and connect with Nature's Treatment on Facebook, Twitter, and also Instagram.
Here we go. It's number one.
Number one.
Number one.
A couple of famous people have passed away.
Bum, bum, bum. Ba-bum, bum, bum, ba-bum. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, he's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
You'll be forgiven if you don't know either of these ladies who have passed away, but it is news. Jean Kennedy Smith is dead. Jean Kennedy Smith was the last surviving sibling of President John F. Kennedy.
Oh, yeah?
Passed away at the age of 92.
Uh-huh. Just a spring chicken.
Also dying at the age of 103.
Comparatively a spring chicken.
Dame Vera Lynn.
Vera Lynn.
Vera!
Vera!
What has become of you? Vera Lynn is dead at the age of 103.
Dame Vera Lynn.
That's right. Why was she a dame?
And they made her a dame.
Because of
What she did for England.
She was the sweetheart of the forces during World War II.
Right.
She was the one that would sing We'll Meet Again, right? And that became kind of an anthem for them to get through World War II. Lived to be 103.
That's crazy.
But she's not living anymore.
No.
Quite
dead. Today's the first day.
Of her not being alive?
Yes.
In 103 years. Yeah. Today's the first day.
Uh-huh. Day one.
And there's this story, which is very strange, of somebody, now not a famous death, but worth pointing out. A patient is dead after the attendants, where they were staying, this patient, they unplugged the ventilator so that they could plug in an air conditioner because they were feeling a little warm.
Good Lord.
A little hot in here. We should plug in the AC, huh?
You feeling hot too? I bet you'd like this.
This happened over in India, where I don't doubt it's getting pretty warm right about now.
Hot and sticky.
Right. Unplug the ventilator so we can plug in this AC unit. And, oh, wow, it's getting cooler in here already.
Don't say anything if you agree with this decision.
Hey, you're getting cold too. The family, I guess, that was visiting a COVID-19 patient disconnected the ventilator, and the patient died.
The family did it?
Family visiting COVID-19 patient. You really shouldn't be visiting a COVID-19 patient either, right? There's a lot to this.
So it was the staff or the family?
Well, the doctor was assaulted as a result of this. COVID-19 patient dead in Rajasthan's Kota after visiting a family. The family visiting the patient disconnected the ventilator to plug in an air cooler because they were feeling warm. According to a report by the leading Hindi daily, this thing happened on Monday night at MBS Hospital when the patient attendants were feeling warm. So they disconnected the ventilator plug and plugged in an air cooler. Later, when the ventilator battery ran out, the patient's condition worsened and died. So they have batteries,
I guess. When I told you to not come and see me, I meant it.
After the patient's condition worsened, the family informed the doctors, who then performed CPR but couldn't save him. After the patient died, the family verbally abused the resident doctors.
Hey, this ventilator's got a battery, right? Yep. All right. Go ahead.
Thought you said that it had a battery. Patient attendants were feeling warm, so they disconnected the ventilator plug and plugged in an air cooler. It's got a battery. We should be good.
You okay with this, Pop?
Don't say anything if you're... Why are you in a room with somebody...
You're allowed
that's
to...
If someone's on a ventilator, you should not be in the room with them. I'm not a doctor, no, but I know that.
Those are the general guidelines, yes, that you're not allowed to
We're
do that.
We're just going to stand over his over
and
him.
And this is why we don't want people coming.
Why do we not let you in the room with your loved one who's on a ventilator and is suffering from COVID-19?
Because they notoriously unplug the ventilators.
I'm going to plug in my Wii U. Maybe play some tennis. This guy, he's boring. He's not saying nothing.
He's not even moving.
This is hardly a visit at all.
All right. Well, if we're going to be here for any period of time, I'm going to have some sort of entertainment.
It's a little warm in here.
Anyone else feel that? How about you, Pop? If you want us to plug in the air conditioner, don't do anything.
Just lay there.
Number two.
Is it Rhett and Link? Those are the guys. They're a comedy duo who go around the country and help people make really effective local commercials.
Okay.
The sort of commercials that get attention beyond your local community. Do you have any favorite local commercials that are specific to the Quad Cities right now?
Not that I can think of. Is there one that stands out to you?
Well, the two that I enjoy the most, where I will drop everything if they're on.
To watch.
Yeah. I like the one for the retirement village, where the lady and the man are having an argument about what makes their community so great. Huh. And she just won't let this guy have a break. It's like, well, I like this. No, that's not what you like.
Okay.
I love that. And I also
put me in my place. This has been going on for 65 years.
Yeah, there's no escaping it. And then
there's only one way to escape.
I think it's Shabana Creek RV.
Oh, right.
Where it's a girl and her dad, and they're selling RVs. And in the background, there's a guy dressed as Bigfoot, and they never address it. They never point out.
Bigfoot's in the background?
Yeah, if you watch carefully, there's a guy lurking around in a Bigfoot costume.
I haven't.
And he's kind of lurking around behind the RVs. They never address the fact that he's there.
So that's the one they've had for years where the little girl is pointing to the RV.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and now I think they've got to the point where the girl is old enough that she's talking about the RV, and the dad is now pointing to the RV.
Right, this RV.
The roles have turned.
We sold this RV 10 years ago for this price, now it's this price. And then they point to the RV.
But there's Bigfoot back there.
If you watch very carefully, there is a Sasquatch just lurking in the background. They never address the fact that that's in the shot.
Well, you can't.
That's the genius of it.
Right.
I think it would be very easy to go, Bigfoot, what are you? That RV's not for you, Bigfoot. They're very smart not to address it. It's very effective advertising.
I'll have to. And this is in the most recent one.
Yeah, I saw it just a couple of days ago. Okay. And I had to rewind it. And ask yourself, how often is it that you rewind a commercial? That's what's genius about that ad.
Right.
Usually you fast forward through them. In this case, it was like,
no, I haven't seen that.
Did I just see
I mean, I've seen the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen Bigfoot.
You got to look for him.
Next time I'm looking for him.
Oh, he's there in plain sight. You're so busy looking at the RV or the numbers that they're throwing on the screen. You may not see him, but trust me, he's there.
He's not in the RV.
No, he's lurking behind the scenes.
It wouldn't be.
You know, I think he is in the RV. I think at one point he's like in the driver's seat.
Well, I was going to say, if he isn't, mm-hmm. he needs to be next time.
There's a commercial that they did for a furniture store, Rhett and Link, years and years ago. These are not brand new commercials, but there was one they did for a furniture store called The Red House. Do you remember that? We had some fun with that years ago. At the Red House, where black people and white people buy furniture. It's just all about bringing people together and extending credit to all. Do you remember that commercial?
No.
It's golden. This is one they did for a fella in Alabama. His name is Robert Lee, and he sells mobile homes. And this thing is starting to get traction again, which is nuts, because I think this is a pretty old commercial. This has been around for a while.
Uh-huh.
I had never seen this.
And it's getting traction where?
On the Twitter.
Okay, so this is not getting aired anymore.
I don't know that it is or it isn't.
Because I can't offer those deals anymore.
Well, he doesn't make any specific deals.
Oh, okay.
So this is a liquidation company down in Alabama, and it seems like what they specialize in is buying mobile homes that are used.
Yes.
And then repurposing them and reselling them. And the honesty that the owner of this place has in this commercial.
Is it almost too much?
I think it's so refreshing.
Hi, I'm Robert Lee. I own Coleman Liquidation. I sell mobile homes. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to tell it just like it is. These are mobile homes, not mansions. They come in two pieces. If that's what you're looking for, that's what I got. They're used. Some of them have stains. We cover that up. She decorates them. She sells them. These guys help me move them. A bouncer in Birmingham hit me in the face with a Crescent wrench 5 times. And my wife's boyfriend broke my jaw with a fence post. So if you don't buy a trailer for me, it ain't gonna hurt my feelings. So come on down to Coleman Liquidation and get yourself a home. Or don't. I don't care.
I don't know. I don't know if all of that's true.
About the fence post or the Crescent wrench? What do you have a problem with?
His wife's boyfriend?
Well, I mean, that's oddly specific. Coleman Liquidation.
Now, is there a bobcat?
What the? There's just... They do the
or
gimmick
is it just
with...
sound effects?
Just screeching sound effects, okay. Yeah. They kind of do the gimmick.
There's not an actual animal there.
No. And the sound effect you heard of the chainsaw, it's him cutting tree branches with a chainsaw, just waving the chainsaw with one hand over his head.
Where
it could have ended very badly.
Where is he cutting the trees?
Just looks like some property that just drives. It's just the trees just driving him nuts.
So the trees, the RV isn't like under the tree.
No,
and we need to get rid of some of these limbs.
No,
because
right.
of this RV.
No,
it's just a random tree.
Yeah.
That's driving him a little crazy.
You know what?
Crazy.
I've had enough of it. That tree's got to be trimmed, well, and I'm going to do it in the most dangerous way possible. No eye protection, and just just waving it over my head with one hand.
And so the limb, it's quite possible the limb could fall on him.
Oh, I think it's likely that, yeah. Yeah, it does fall on him. In fact, it does. And that's part of the commercial. This was another one they did for Red House Furniture. This is exactly what we need in these troubled times.
Can't we all just get along?
At the Red House Furniture,
we can!
At the Red House!
I'm Richard, a.k.a. Big Head. I work at the Red House and I'm black.
At the Red
I
House.
Like pumping iron and pumping furniture into people's homes.
I'm Johnny, a.k.a. T-Engage. I work at the Red House and I'm white. I like deer hunting, bass fishing, and extending credit to all people.
At the Red House.
I'm black and I love the Red House.
I'm white and I love the Red House.
I'm a black woman and I love the Red House.
I am white and the Red House is for me.
At the Red House.
Look at the sofa. It's perfect for a black person or a white person.
This mattress is perfect for a white person or a black person.
At the Red House, where black people and white people buy furniture.
And Hispanic people too.
And all people.
That's in North Carolina. Yeah.
And all people.
That's a message I think that we need in these difficult times as we're having some
thank you, Red
frank House. And honest, difficult discussions about race in this country.
Thank you, Red House.
Uh-huh. So it's the same people, the same two guys that did the commercial for the mobile home place and this Red House furniture and appliance store in High Point, North Carolina.
They clearly know what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's effective. I'm wondering if you guys have any favorite local commercials. Can you do better than the RV spot with the Sasquatch, that again, they never address the fact that he's lurking in the shadows, driving around in their RVs. That's pretty good. Is there one better? A local spot? A TV spot that we're not thinking of?
Listen, it's an...
Here's the text line, 470-23-NACHO.
It's a mobile home, not a mansion.
Sometimes there's stains. We cover those up.
Number three.
We've been talking this week about the article that you found that ranked all of U2's albums.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, what are there, 14 studio albums?
Yes.
And they ranked, we're about to play something from Rattle and Hum, which they didn't score too well on that one.
Put Rattle and Hum at number 13.
I don't know that that's fair. Rattle and Hum's fine. The studio stuff is fine, right?
I was also taking a look at a list of Pearl Jam albums.
Okay.
By, it was a website, Consequence of Sound.
Yeah, that's a great site.
And I think they had 11. So this was released this year, uh-huh. And they had 11 Pearl Jam albums. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
That would be 11 studio albums.
That sounds right.
And they had 10 as the number one album.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
What do you think was number two?
Okay, so Consequences of Sound ranked all of the Pearl Jam records. They have 10 at number one.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say number two. What would I put at number two, or what do I think Consequences of Sound had at number two? I would say...
Give me both. What you would put and what do you think?
I would say No Code.
Okay, I think No Code was like sixth.
Yeah, No Code's my favorite. I would put that above 10. I would say, if it were me, I would say No Code is number one, and I would make a case for Versus being number two.
Versus was four.
Okay. So then I'm going to guess Consequence of Sound had, it wouldn't be Backspace, or I'll say Yield.
It was Yield.
Yeah.
Number two is Yield.
Yield's a strong record.
Number three, I think, was Vitalogy.
I'm going to guess the one with the avocado on the cover was Dead Last on
no,
the
it
list.
Wasn't. And actually,
the self-titled album.
Actually, the new one
yeah.
did very well. It was fifth. Gigaton was
yeah.
fifth.
It's a good record.
Number 11. What was number 11? I think it was Lightning Bolt.
Really?
Yeah. And then number 10 was what? Backspacer?
Yeah, okay.
So...
They're not fans of the later work, then. I could see that.
Well, except for Gigaton.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. It is a strong record. If you don't have the new Pearl Jam, definitely check that out.
But you were talking about U2.
Well, I was talking about Stone Roses, actually, because that's a much easier list to put together. They got two records.
Yeah.
So I'll go with the first one, and then I'll go with Second Coming, and then there you go. Yeah. I don't know that anyone would argue with
End
that.
End of list.
Yeah, and Second Coming's a fine record. Just not as good as that first one.
Mm-hmm.
First Stone Roses record is that's a greatest hits package. They actually put out greatest hits packages after that first record in between
and it was
the
just
second
that
album. That album and a couple of B-sides, yeah. Other bands that had two albums and that was it.
Mm.
I had to look this one up. Two really good albums and then they didn't do anything again.
And then they were done.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've been talking recently about one of them.
Okay.
Two albums seems to be the stretch that your supergroups put out.
Yeah.
Traveling Wilburys. Two
right.
albums and they were done. And then you look at like a group like Bad English. That was kind of a supergroup. Damn Yankees was kind of a supergroup. They did two records and they were done.
Blind Faith only put out one.
Just one album.
I think. Or maybe not. Maybe not.
Tin Machine only two albums. You know
the live album. The live album doesn't count.
I'm not going to give Oy Vey Baby a no, no. Tin Machine and Tin Machine 2. That's the end of the list. My Bloody Valentine 2. Joy Division only two albums. Although Joy Division only put out two albums because you know.
The leader was dead.
Yeah, yeah. That didn't end well. Two albums and then you're done. That's a pretty short list. Usually you get to do more, you know, you can do how many bands have done just one album?
Well, you would have, I think
that were successful.
I think it was Blind Faith.
Yeah.
Derek and the Dominoes only the one, right?
I'm counting on you to know that.
Yeah, I think that's
the classic
the case.
Rock stuff is where I get fuzzy. I don't know any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Not really my wheelhouse. Really
and if we're not counting any sort of live records.
Which you shouldn't. Someone texting, what about Blind Melon? mentioning Blind Faith, what about Blind Melon?
Was that just their one record?
Well, no, they put out two.
Two, okay.
But then they put out a record years after Shannon Hoon died with a new lead singer.
Yeah.
And all of us said with one voice, that's okay.
Why?
We're not doing that. Yeah, they put out the two records with Shannon Hoon. He died before they released the second one. That's the one that has Galaxy on it. It's a strong record. Just once you get a new singer, we're not really interested.
Where's B-Girl? Hanging out with the baby from Nirvana?
Yeah, they have meetings.
Uh-huh.
They get together. They have outings where B-Girl and swimming pool Nirvana baby get together.
They get all disappointed that people don't recognize
them. They just sit in a coffee shop and just wait for someone to ask for their autographs. Uh-huh. And it never happens.
Not once.
And it's depressing. And then the two girls from Siamese Dream, they come in and they sit at the table and it doesn't help. It just, and then the waitress keeps coming over saying, can I fill up your coffee for you? And it's just sad.
I think I'm okay for right now. If you wouldn't mind checking back though.
All I can say is my life is pretty plain. Anybody? Anybody pick up on the reference? B-Girl over here! B-Girl! Just a sad, desperate attempt for someone to notice her.
She has the outfit on.
Well, that's a bit much. That seems like... And then Nirvana Baby's not wearing any pants.
Yeah, that gets him in trouble.
B-Girl's got a dollar bill on a string.
She's dangling.
He just chases it without any pants on, but he's wearing a Nirvana shirt. Anybody? Anybody
no.
want to?
No.
Anybody want to talk to me about what it was like to be on that record?
No. 30 years.
Anybody? Big anniversary coming up next year. Anybody? No.
Getting a break on my car insurance.
Can I fill up your coffee? No, but you could turn the lights off. It's less dangerous. Anybody? Anybody? Naked baby sitting here drinking coffee. Anybody want my autograph?
Yeah, you can't refer to yourself as a, well. Oh, jeez.
Why couldn't I be in that swimming pool?
I want to be a Nirvana baby.
Number four.
Japanese researchers have figured out a way to fertilize pear trees using a bubble gun. A gun that shoots bubbles.
It's a bubble gun.
it sounds like it'd be a fun job. We're trying to figure out alternative ways to pollinate because we don't know how much longer we'll be able to count on our bee friends.
Mm-hmm.
Little bee girl. Anybody? Researchers now testing drones that will shoot bubbles for pollination. When fired from a bubble gun, little soap bubbles that have pollen in them have a success rate of 95%.
All right. Now, I might have seen this wrong. You were talking about commercials earlier in the show.
Yeah, local commercials.
Local commercials. Mm-hmm. I don't know that this necessarily counts as a local commercial. I'm pretty sure it's not. It's a national ad.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I saw this right the other day, and I don't know what I was watching, but they were doing a commercial. It was probably something on the Cozy because it would lend itself to something like this. It was a commercial for oxygen tanks,
mm-hmm.
or for convenient oxygen that you can carry around with you.
Sure.
If you need oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
And so they show a woman and she's got the portable oxygen and see, this makes it so much easier for her to get out and about and, you know, have lunch with her friends and be active.
Uh-huh.
And then they show Grandpa and Grandpa, Grandpa. He's also got the oxygen, the very mobile, convenient oxygen with him.
Sure.
And he's out in the backyard with the kids, the grandkids, and he's blowing bubbles, but he looks like he's got the bubble thing hooked up to his oxygen machine.
Grandpa, we've talked about this.
Grandpa,
your oxygen tank oxygen is not a toy.
It's not a toy. This is for your health. This is not for you to play with the kids. I swear.
His kids.
It looked like he's got this. He's blowing bubbles. He's got this bubble thing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure he's... he's got it hooked up to his oxygen. So all these bubbles are just flying out at a rapid rate.
What do you think of this, kids?
At the grandkids.
Almost too much.
Like, almost too much.
Like he's freaking the kids out.
Right. maybe I saw that wrong.
Mom, Grandpa's doing it again.
He's doing it again.
We go through all the soap in like a minute.
It's too much. We're already done. All that bubble soap you bought is gone.
I thought I sent you kids out to blow bubbles with Grandpa.
He burnt through it in 90 seconds.
Grandpa, we've talked about this. You're not.
This is something we should be able to enjoy for a couple hours. And kids are just kind of walking dejected back into the house with their heads hanging.
You said we can't go back in the house until all the bubbles are gone. Give me that.
Right. Hooks it up.
Grandpa, I got this figured out, kids. Nobody tells me what to do. I'm...
No one backs baby in a bubble.
Number five.
Strip clubs trying to figure out what the new normal's going to be.
Take it outside.
Story here from Boston.com about a Providence strip club. Second thoughts about opening up because with the rules that they have.
Uh-huh. What are we really
in
doing?
In Rhode Island, the second phase of the reopening plan allows restaurants to host concerts as long
as
they're outside. So if you're going to allow live performances, the strip clubs say, okay, well, that's us. Let's go. The city's licensing board there in Providence, Rhode Island, approved a plan by 4 strip clubs to offer outdoor adult entertainment.
Now, this is refreshing.
Under the new opening and reopening rules that are aimed at preventing the spread of coronavirus, but now these strip club owners are wondering whether this makes any sense to do this. Because the performers will be required to wear face coverings, and they also can't do what they call side dances. Now, I know what a lap dance is.
It's probably
any idea what a side dance is? Is that how they say lap dance in the East Coast?
It's probably what it is.
Hmm.
They've just cleaned up the term a little bit.
The entertainment manager for one of the clubs there in Providence, the Foxy Lady, says this seems a little over the top.
Well, if you could find a cornfield.
Yeah.
And then just bring some of the corn down.
Yeah.
You have to go out a ways.
Yeah.
It's not a maze so much.
A corn maze where there's naked ladies at the end. I don't hate that idea.
Well,
some for everybody.
We're just spitballing here.
Mm-hmm. These strip clubs in Providence say they've lost millions of dollars, and they presented a joint plan to the board of licenses there for the city of Providence, proposing how they could reopen and still abide by the state's rules. The plan says here, adult entertainment might not be everyone's favorite sector of the economy, but it is a constitutionally...
But it is here in Providence. We spent...
Seriously, 4 clubs. I know Providence is a big town, certainly the biggest in Rhode Island, but 4 strip clubs. They say this is a constitutionally protected industry that generates millions in income to those who work for these clubs.
Yes.
And substantial local tax revenue, which pays for the things we care about most in our city.
Yeah, it was specifically mentioned in the Constitution.
The pursuit of happiness, i.e. side dances. The pursuit of happiness isn't the Constitution. The proposed rules limit outdoor seating or indoor seating to 50% capacity. So you can do indoor seating with 50% capacity, but you can't have any entertainment indoors.
So and you got to space. You're sitting in a strip club just looking at each other.
You got to space the tables 8 feet apart, both inside and outside. And customers have to be seated for food and drink service.
You going to take anything off?
All of the staff of the club, including the performers, are required to wear masks at all times. and customers are required to wear masks while interacting with staff, especially the performers.
Oh, I was going to have a mask on anyway. I was going to have a hoodie.
Also, all of the stages that these gals are dancing on are to be surrounded by plexiglass barriers. Customers prohibited from making any physical contact with the dancers. Individual performances have to take place in an open area visible to both management and security, and you have to adhere to what they call the 2-foot Boston rule. You also have to have a barrier between a patron and an employee. So now these club owners are saying, well, you're going to make us jump all through all these hoops. Maybe this doesn't make any sense to do this. You also have to have your outdoor entertainment, but you have to make sure that the entertainment is not visible from any public point of view.
That's why you go to the cornfield.
There are also plans for stringent cleaning measures and temperature checks for both employees and customers. Entertainers are being encouraged to arrive at work dressed with makeup and hair already done to limit the use of the dressing rooms. I think if you're a stripper, you don't want to have your stripper face on outside of the dance club, right? Don't they?
What are you doing these days? Taking the temperature of people that come to strip clubs.
I'm a temperature checker at Club Fantasies in Providence, Rhode Island.
Let me let you in on a little secret. They all have fevers. There's not a one of these characters that comes in here who is not sweating like a pig.
You get a 98.6. That's like hitting a hole in one.
It doesn't.
It never happens.
It doesn't happen. Most of the people that are coming in here at least have malaria.
So now the owners are saying maybe this doesn't make sense. In fact, the general manager of a place there in Providence called the Cadillac Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
The Cadillac Lounge's general manager, his name is Dick Shappy.
Hello, I'm Dick Shappy.
Okay, that's not working.
No.
Dick Shappy says he's having second thoughts about his planned reopening today.
I'm rethinking a lot of things. I'm Dick Shappy.
He says his club staff wasn't really interested in coming off unemployment where they can get a $600 federal boost through the end of July. Also, he says his customers there at the Cadillac Lounge have said they're not really comfortable returning to the current formats. Dick Shappy saying here, quote, "You're not making any money, just going through motions." Well, is emotions how these gals make all their money? I don't want to tell you, Dick Shappy, how to run your outfit.
They're going through they're not really in love with you.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
Well, that's it for the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast.
So quick.
Well, we're took about the same time it normally takes.
Huh. It was like a dream.
Almost like we record these opens and closes at the same time and edit it all together. Is that what it feels like?
It doesn't sound that way.
I hope it doesn't sound that way. But that's what we do. Thanks for listening to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Thanks for following us on the social media, if that's something that you do, Facebook and Twitter. And thanks for, if you get a chance, listening to our radio station that we're immensely proud of. That's Planet 93.9. You can listen to it at planet939.com. You can also listen to it on your Amazon Echo or Dot. That's a thing.
The podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois, with locations on Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. Milan is open every day. Galesburg is open weekdays and Saturdays. Nature's Treatment offers a wide selection of products for recreational use, including vapes and edibles. Again, check them out at ntillinois.com.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reppin' spot. Dabbing board, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock Island, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.